720 WGN. Hello there. It's Amy Booth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy today.
We sure are.
Jen B.
I'm really well today.
Good.
I'm liking the festive, the tree time studio.
It's so festive in here. I don't even know what to do with myself. But, there's a but.
Well, it appears, I believe there are things missing from under the tree.
What do you mean?
I'm not saying anyone's stealing, but all I'm saying is there used to be another ornament. This tree, because it's radio, is beautiful, and there's things underneath the tree in the
studio.
There's
like giant plastic ornaments the size of a basketball.
Right, and they're gorgeous, and one is missing. We need to get someone on the case here.
You know what? I think you're right. I feel like there was another, silver one.
And also, the debris is left. The sparkles are underneath. So if you...
There is a caper.
If someone decided to play a trick... And take it, because I'm not going to say they stole it. I'm going to say play a little joke on us.
Sure.
Bring it back. That's my two cents. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, everybody.
How have you been, Jim B?
I've been well. I have to say, it was a rough patch of holiday stress, and I'm coming through.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. People are like, oh, this time of year, it's so beautiful and it's so cozy. And that's true. It's beautiful. Everything is sparkly and lovely.
People use the word magical a lot.
But are people stressed and acting a fool?
Well, you can tell always for me, I can tell in the driving area.
See, I don't drive.
I know.
So I don't even.
So when I'm driving, I can sense when people cut you off and don't even think twice and just you can look at them and you hear them, you know, you see their lips moving into swear words.
You feel
words,
the muttering.
You're like, okay.
No, I was just at my, neighborhood grocery store and I saw two women fighting over the frozen pie crust. Like one woman had it in her hand and she was kind of looking at it, but she had her arm completely extended.
Oh boy.
And this other woman came, she's like, I'm sorry. I literally need that.
I literally. Because we talked about those words.
And I stopped and I was just kind of like, I was like looking at the cream cheese so I could just hang out and be nearby and watch how this played out. Yeah. And they were like, fighting over the pie crust. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Why are you doing that?
It reminds me of the Cabbage Patch.
Just be like, oh, shoot, that other woman got the last, the last pie crust.
Also,
I'm going to ask and see if they got more in the back. If not, there's another store about five blocks away.
You walk two blocks, you'll find your pie crust. But
it's fine.
I think people just short fuses.
Short
this time
fuses.
Of year. Like maybe a centimeter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about resolution setting and how I think maybe I'm rebooting it this year.
I really
want
to hear it. I want to hear it.
But I feel like this year was special.
Oh, it was a special year.
You know what I'm
Amy
saying?
Booth.
Like, I think fuses are short because... Because it's like sliding into home plate.
I can't tell you how grateful I am that it's going to be 2018. I don't know what it holds, but I'm telling you, I'm sliding in. I'm sliding into home plate this year. Just all
say
saying.
More. Say more.
Okay. Well, it's been a long year.
It's been a
trying year, regardless of where you fall on many spectrums, politically, personally. It's just been a long year.
It's been a lot.
Even though we talk about time, going by quickly, I also feel this year felt, I'll say it, it felt hard for me. And I can't say I'm completely sad it's over. In fact, I'm not sad.
Yeah, but the problem is, remember this time last year, we had so many celebrity deaths in 2016. People were like, see ya, get out of here, 2016. Can't wait for 2017. And then we were like, oh, wait.
We're like, wait, this is a whole nother situation.
Bad in a different way.
Yes.
So I don't know what 2018 holds. No one does.
No one does.
I would say, I heard it described the other day as 2017 was a slugfest. I'm like, that's a good way. It's like everyone was just kind of slugging it out, just doing their best. But it
a
was
la
just,
pie crust. I mean, that's
a la pie crust.
Give me that pie crust.
I literally no, you don't.
Well, we talked about that, about words that we think should be retired, from 2017.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple of shows ago.
We did.
And we had some great callers.
Yes.
And I agreed with all of them. But I'm going to throw another one into the fire on that one.
What is it?
Because I've been hearing it a lot lately. And that is two words I'm going to put in the same camp.
Okay.
Crafted and artisan. So there is a Mazda commercial. Mazda.
Okay.
The automobile.
Right.
Mazda commercial that's talking about like handcrafted things are best for the holiday that's selling me a Mazda.
No, some wonderful human is assembling at some point.
It's an assembly line with like some robotic arms and junk like that.
Artisan and crafted would not be words I would use.
Artisan is not in that app, but crafted is. The handcrafted.
Handcrafted.
Get out of here.
No, handcrafted is when you bedazzle a cell phone case. That's handcrafted.
If I make you a little log cabin out of popsicle sticks, that's handcrafted.
Which I wish you would do.
Don't put it past me.
Oh, boy.
I will totally do it.
Oh, boy. Here we go. That would be a great gift. And we're going to talk about that later, too.
Radio craft time?
No, we're not talking about
because that would be very boring for a lot of people.
Like, yeah, if we had a radio craft hour, our own show of crafting on air. That sounds like the worst radio ever. No, but we are going to talk about gifts, like lovely gifts people have received that we've received, or strange gifts.
Yes.
Or just, you know, funny gifts.
Questionable gifts.
Sentimental. We could just handcrafted artisan gifts.
You know, and when there is... I'm not quite done with my artisan soapbox, but you're right. We are
going
to talk about that. When I walk into a major chain supermarket, and there is an item in there that's not on that little local shelf, you know, it'll be like local goods, even then. But if it's like, you know, something made in New Jersey and shipped here and it's owned by ConAgra, I better not see artisan on that label.
Well, it would be interesting. Yes, I agree. And also, I eat Cheetos, so I can't really chime in on this. But I would, not always.
Yes.
Once in a while, let's be honest.
It's
so
fine.
So, but I agree in that we throw these words around.
They mean
nothing.
We
talked about it before. And then they mean nothing after a while.
Well, many words don't. Like, literally.
Actually. In a fast food chain, there is an artisan sandwich.
No,
there are many artisan sandwiches. Yes, there are. I saw it. Not that I go to the drive-thru, but I saw that it's an artisan. It was to describe a bread that the sandwich is on. I'm just saying. So we need to throw that word out. Let's just.
Words mean things, and we have abused the language terribly.
Agreed.
And we're losing the meaning of words. But I think, like, I harp on this a lot, but I feel like we are losing the meaningfulness,
sure,
the connection between each other with stuff and buying and...
Yeah, I know. We talk about this a lot. It's like...
I know, because I cannot stop complaining about it. Because I cannot get off that soapbox. And I don't know how to fix it by myself.
Well, we'll do it together.
Okay. What do we do first?
First, I believe that we just admit, first step is admitting we have a problem.
It's a problem. Check.
Okay. We've got that part down. Second is, how can we make it better? And we'll come up with ideas for that.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. Great. Well, we're going to take a break. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. We'll be back here in just a bit on 720 WGN. WGN. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. Got a little,
I like the spacey.
Spacey.
It also sounds a little like the theme to Stranger Things, which I'm obsessed with.
Oh, yeah.
Just finished season 2 of Stranger Things.
Don't say it.
I won't spoil. Oh, they're the drums.
There's some drums.
We
would have waited for those drums. We've been waiting a long time.
People would have been like, are we watching Stranger Things on the
music
radio
station now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great... I like the sound.
It's good. Well, the reason we're playing spacey music is because, look, a lot of people have been talking about the sky in the last couple weeks. So we had... there was this geomagnetic solar storm that... I mean, it's a G1, which is like...
A G1?
It's a lower level.
Okay, so nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy, but like NASA does put out a little advisory. They have a website with these little advisories on them that say, you know, you could expect some slowness with radio and
really?
cell signals, and you might see a little bit of slowness with technology. And, you know, so sometimes people are like, ah, that's hocus pocus. But like NASA's telling you there's a...
Also,
scientific reason
that,
here
that Amy Guth checks the NASA. You're on the Instagrams, the NASA's Instagrams.
First of all, follow NASA on Instagram because they're stunningly beautiful photos. Yeah,
they are. I follow them as well. I just can't say that I heed the warning.
Well,
like
NASA has many Twitter accounts.
Oh,
and there is one guy that runs all of them. I've tried to get him on the radio before because they're hilarious accounts.
Yeah.
During the big solar eclipse in August, there's the sun, like NASA sun and NASA moon, and they were like blocking each other and kind of mock trolling each other.
Fantastic.
It was very, very funny.
I think we talked about that once on the air, how they had dueling
Yeah, like the moon blocked the sun. It was Twitters. Like, got you, boo, or something. You know, it was really funny, and they were being silly. So, but he does like such a good job with all the social media. It's so clever, and it's so smart, and it makes the science really accessible.
Oh, you know? Which I love.
Yeah, so he, I mean, it's so interesting. I love space stuff. I love sci-fi. I love space movies. I just think it's so cool. And, you know, they have some of these, they have an account that's just like interesting little bulletins from NASA.
Okay.
And one of them is like solar flares and things like that. And sure enough, every time like my phone is being uncooperative or seems like stuff's running awry,
sure,
I'll go check that. And I'm like, see there, there's a little geomagnetic storm. That's what's up.
Can you explain why I eat a whole bag of Oreos?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going there. NASA said it.
NASA
I think that this is fantastic. And I don't really know what a solar flare is.
It's like a big storm and it shoots fire out into space from
It's a sunstorm.
It's a sunstorm. And it shoots outward instead of... Like
I love it.
It's very cool. I mean, if you Google it, like it's crazy looking pictures of just fire shooting out of the sun.
I don't know why that makes me emotional. It's so... Because you know why?
The same reason the eclipse does.
I know. Powerful.
Yeah.
Compared to nature, we're not so powerful.
We nothing.
And so I like the idea that all this stuff is happening in space that we have no idea unless we check with NASA.
Unless we check with NASA. Yesterday morning, I got up. Yesterday was the... winter
solstice.
The solstice, right?
Longest night of the year.
I got up yesterday morning and the sky was beautiful.
What time were you getting up?
Right when the sun comes up.
You get up at sunrise?
I try to.
Oh, wow.
I like to.
Okay.
I don't always make it, but I try to. And it was this gorgeous color of like pink and peach and orange. It was so beautiful. And I looked at Instagram and everybody was like posting pictures of this.
All you early risers.
It was beautiful.
Well, you know, when I've done the overnight shift, that is the one, I mean... They're challenging, but the one thing that I do love about it is driving home on Lakeshore Drive, headed north, and seeing the sunrise at 5 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
It is, over the lake, spectacular. That is a word I am not using. I am not taking it lightly. That is spectacular.
You know, I think that's a time when it's completely good to use the word awesome.
Awesome.
It is filled with awe.
There is some awe.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So
there was the geomagnetic storm. Mm-hmm. There was, if you're into horoscopes and stuff, like Mercury was in retrograde. A lot of people say, like, whatever you think about that is fine. But like a lot of people feel like communication is kind of borked.
I think it's becoming more and more mainstream for people to say Mercury's in retrograde because I think a lot of people I know, a lot of them don't believe in horoscopes and planets and think I'm woo-woo. Stuff happens during Mercury in retrograde. And they say, people say, and
astrologers
say, don't sign major deals. I don't fly, but I don't fly anyway. But I would never fly during retrograde. Because I have a problem flying.
I was going to say, you're looking for an out because you just don't want to fly.
Oh, I totally do. I'm like, oh, no, it might rain. Oh, no.
rain.
Nope. I'm driving.
Might rain.
That's rain today.
Outstanding.
So, so there's been, so there was Mercury's in retrograde.
There was the winter solstice.
There was a winter solstice, so that's the longest night of the year. So the nights will get, the days will get longer.
Days will get longer.
Starting today.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know.
Last night, I feel like, oh my gosh.
It was dark at like 2:30.
It was dark really early. And then at like 6 o'clock, I was like, I'm exhausted. Is it midnight?
I went to sleep. I said to my husband, I'm like, I got to go to bed. He's like, you do realize it's 7:53. And I'm like, oh. And then I made myself stay up until probably 8:30.
Yeah,
I got to do better. But tonight, because the days are getting longer, maybe I'll stay up to 9, Amy Youth. I'm going to really live a little.
Get yourself some goals, Jen B.
Yeah, nice. I will.
Well, because I'm into space, and you are also interested in space things. It is not, we're not done. There's so much coming ahead. Like there's another big supermoon coming in January and another eclipse coming in January. Not as big as we had, but another eclipse coming.
Yeah.
Like all this cool stuff is happening in the year. But there is this asteroid that is, it's really kind of creepy.
Look up this it's called the Halloween asteroid.
Yeah, that's the nickname it's gotten. And it looks like a skull.
It looks like Skeletor from He-Man. If I'm dating myself, that's okay.
Yeah.
As if they didn't know because of the 7 p.m. bedtime. it looks exactly like a skull, and it's supposed to, quote, haunt us again in 2018, which basically means it's coming closer than it has.
So it kind of blew past us around Halloween 2015.
Yeah.
It was kind of within telescope range,
yes,
and we caught sight of it then.
And people were like, whoa.
People are like, seriously, there's a skull.
Can you imagine the person, the man or woman who discovers it, and they're like, yo, Brad,
hey, guys,
you gotta check
there's
this.
I don't mean to freak you out, but there's totally a giant skull flying at us through space with fire shooting out of it.
And it's coming back.
Can someone check my math? Yeah.
Can someone else look at this? I don't think I ate the pop brownie, but I may have. So it's coming by in November again. So that's something to look forward to. I mean, I like creepy things.
I think it's fascinating.
I do think it's, you know, they're trying to figure out where it comes from. The clues, they're trying to figure out clues to its life. Asteroids have a life. They're born and then they die.
I too am curious where the giant flame skull
came
from.
Probably from wherever Skeletor comes from. He-Man land. Skeletor Castle.
Yes, all of those things. Well, it's fascinating. But also, I think this year, because, you know, we don't know what's ahead, but we do know some things that are coming up. NASA, my beloved NASA, has they've announced some of their plans, and they had kind of a lot of choices on the table.
Sure.
And earlier this week, they narrowed down that choice to just a couple, and they're looking at their they've named it the New Frontiers mission.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're looking at Saturn, one of Saturn's moons. That's very interesting.
Which I love. And you know, I worked at a production company called Saturn Films.
Oh.
So I have a special connection to Saturn.
Sure.
And so the person who owned the company, who ran the company, was a big believer in space. And
you mean believer in space?
Well, believed that the planets really had an effect on...
Oh, like into astrology.
Yes, exactly. Astrology.
Okay. I was like, it's not really an
something
opinion
to believe,
that space
right.
is there.
Believer that that things that are happening in space affect our personal lives.
Got it.
I think that was really what his... Yeah, can you imagine? Yeah, space exists. It's all around us.
Are there space deniers?
Oh, it is LA. Like, so you never know what could happen
like
there.
What happened to that flat earther guy? Do you remember him?
Oh, there was still a movement.
Well, I know. But remember the one guy that was going to like launch himself off of a lawnmower machine?
I don't know.
A lawnmower engine in Vegas or something?
He had a lawnmower engine and a cannon that was going to catapult
him.
And I don't even know how that proves the world is flat. But okay. I don't know. We have to check up on his... physical health. Mental health.
Mental, too.
Yeah, but physically, he could be. I hope he's still around. That's all I'm saying.
If you catapult yourself on a rocket powered by a lawnmower engine into orbit.
Do you know where this happened? Florida.
Oh,
I'm
I thought it
saying.
Was like out southwest.
No, it was Florida.
Well, bless his little heart.
Yeah, well, I hope he's okay. If anybody knows anything about the man who catapulted
I think he had
himself.
To abort the mission.
Really?
And because the engine like didn't work that day. And he had
Are
to
you
work.
Serious?
That's the last I heard. He had to stop and not do it. But it was like, I'm coming back.
The planets aligned for him not to do that.
I mean, look, I've been in an aircraft, sir. I can tell you can see the curve right there.
You've been in an aircraft. You've jumped out.
I've jumped out of an aircraft.
Yeah,
I could see. There's a photograph of me jumping out of the aircraft. You can see the curved Earth behind me. I've witnessed it with my own eyes.
But it's one of those things where you can't convince people that the blue is blue if they really aren't going to go there.
If you don't want to hear things, you won't hear them.
So,
nonetheless.
I hope he's okay.
We're going to look at that on the break. So we're going to take a break, get you to news, all that good stuff. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy back in just a bit here on 720 WGN.
Black hole sun, won't you come wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come?
720 WGN. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy today. That's a pretty cover of that song.
Such a beautiful song. It's just him acoustically.
Yeah. It's the late Chris Cornell.
He's a brilliant, brilliant. He was an acquaintance.
Really?
Of mine.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know
Los
that.
Los Angeles.
Well,
and
you know fancy people.
Well, in my old life, I know you now.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying. I'm still fancy. No.
Did you trade us?
The point is, you're still...
Sorry for the downgrade.
Speaking of resolutions, we need you... to build up. I'm doing muscle arms, which hurts me. But, yeah.
Did you make resolutions or are you going to make them?
I make vision boards.
Oh, that's right. We talked about the
vision board maker.
But you called it something else, didn't you?
Treasure map.
Treasure map.
So basically, for people that don't know, it's basically New Year's or resolution/goals bedazzled. So I have a board and I put newspaper clippings and
You know who does that? Ooh. Serial killers. I watch Law and Order.
Well, I also am that. So
gotta go.
I have two. I have two jobs or three, many jobs.
Yeah.
Radio host, vision board bedazzler, mm-hmm. serial killer. It's fine. So I make these instead of I think they are resolutions. It's like I declare what 2018
is what I want
going to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And pictures. And I do have stickers. I mean, it's a real.
You
a
go all in.
Santa's workshop or elf workshop going on there.
That's pretty cool.
So what about you?
Well, I do, I'm a list maker, goal setter kind of lady, and I usually do like quarterly goals. Like I'll sit down and make, like, here's what I want to do in the next 3 months. You know, I do like the 90-day sprints and all that. I am worn out this year.
Okay. 90-day sprints, what does that mean? I mean, you just set...
Like, this is my goal for this 90 days. I'm going to break it up in like these 2 weeks. I'm going to focus on this.
Whoa,
2 weeks.
You really have a, like,
I got a system.
You had a plan.
I have like a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I got a system.
Whoa.
And you know what? I feel like a little
burnt out. Yeah.
This year. There was a lot going on.
Well, there's a lot. I mean, when you said it, sprinting is hard.
Also, yeah, and if it's sprint after sprint after sprint,
doing...
if you do nothing but sprinting, you're actually running a marathon telling yourself it's a sprint.
Right.
So, and I'm, look. I know someone's like, oh, you're like,
you're what?
I'm not doing manual labor. I'm not digging ditches. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying woe is me. I'm just saying,
no,
like,
no one's complaining here.
I know, but I don't like to say I got it bad. I don't.
We've got
very
it good.
Lucky in many ways.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I think a lot of people are a little worn out.
Well, I think you're speaking for a lot of people.
Yes.
I don't think you're just talking about yourself here.
And so this year I've decided, like, you know what?
What?
If you keep doing the things that you do, you're not going to get a different result. And I feel like this year I did a lot of work. I was like down, busy.
You planted a lot of seeds, maybe.
I planted a lot of seeds. But now I'd like a little more results. I feel like I didn't have a lot of results this year. So
you were seeding.
Yeah, planted a lot of seeds in 2017.
Soon comes the
growth. Let's do some harvesting.
Let's do some plowing.
Okay.
I don't know. I never was on a farm. We have to get your relatives involved. Didn't your grandfather?
My grandfather was a farmer.
Yeah. We'll call him up and say, listen, Jen's analogy with seeding and plowing
isn't
going well.
I'm not going to put him on
the
radio because I think he would swear.
Oh, that's like my family.
Because when you're 100, you don't care anymore.
Right. And why should you?
Right.
You really shouldn't care.
You know, the FCC can come get me. I don't care.
Yeah. And we're like, yes, but we lost our job.
Yeah, but I'm fired.
So I'm coming to live with you on the farm, Grandpa.
Right. Right.
But,
so
yes.
I am actually going to make less resolutions this year.
I agree with this.
Because my resolution is to do less, accomplish more.
Do less, accomplish more. I like it.
Just do the things that really move it forward, but you don't do everything. I want to build time for calmness and stillness and quality time.
Quality time. It's not quantity.
Yeah.
It's quality. Here's the thing. Amy Guth, you're a doer. And so am I.
Yeah.
We're doers.
We're doers.
Which has allowed us to
do lots of stuff.
Do a lot of stuff and accomplish a lot. And I would say for you anyway and for me, but we accomplish. There's something to be said. You know, what you just said resonated with me in stillness, calm, and quality.
Which doesn't mean I'm not going to do anything. And I think that's where we get a little sideways when we talk about this topic.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, so you're not going to do anything? No. I'm still going to do lots of things.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it in a little more focused way and build in time to just take a breath.
Right. I mean, Okay. So the head of the major talent agency once said to me, I mean, this big wig, super busy person.
Yeah.
I said, how do you do all this? You have a bajillion clients, whatever. And this person said, here's what I do every day, no matter what. I lock my door and I take a quiet time for half an hour.
That's nice.
Don't care if Cher is on the phone or whoever, you know, someone fancy.
Sure.
I take my time and this person lasted in this job longer than any other person had.
See, that's the thing. I think we like burn out because we're trying to. I mean, it's all cultural, right? There's such a culture of like being connected 24/7 and doing and doing and doing and doing.
Yeah.
And you know, this year, the last few months, anyway, maybe the last 6 months, I've been saying things like, "I'll email you that tomorrow."
Oh, I love that.
And I've been really trying to just email during business hours. And I've been trying to check email less because, like, if someone's having an emergency, they're not going to email me. They're going to call me or text
me.
Well,
right. And yes. And things that are emergencies are emergencies. Most things are not an emergency. It's just the way the world is.
My friend had an out-of-office you know, email responder, sure. And it said something like, if it is an emergency, you know, please call me at this number, but please also take a moment to familiarize yourself with the definition of emergency.
I once had a outgoing automatic reply that said, if this is an emergency, please call 911. I mean, really.
It's true.
I am not a crisis worker.
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, you know, I've been there.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's not that I want to do less, or it's not like my goals are going away. I just think I want to do things with a little more meaning.
That's what I was going to say, meaningful.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't want the quick fix.
No. And I think for me, a lot of times I'm like, oh, if I get it all done, then I can relax. Well, that never comes because I'm still going, going, going.
Look, literally, I've been telling myself, I'm just going to get caught up and then I'm going to take a little break and go on a vacation and take a little time.
How long?
7.5 years, yeah, I have been saying that.
It's time for a vacation, Amy.
I mean, I have $0, so there ain't no vacation anyway. Well, there's a staycation.
I was going to say a stillness, breathing.
Just chill. I don't know what I would do. I would like climb the walls in my apartment. I mean, I'm one of those, like, I'm probably not going to ever retire because I can't imagine just.
You'll be like,
my dad retired and then was like, nope, and went and started a business because he was like, not having this.
Yeah.
And I'm like him in that way. But.
So I just think, I mean,
and part of it is like, I feel like this year just flew by.
Well, the other thing is, yes. And the other thing is people think of resolutions as something I have to do. Like the big one is lose weight or go to a gym but I love the idea of having a resolution being, I'm going to be more of a state of mindfulness
of
gratitude, setting boundaries is a huge one. I have a really hard time saying no, I'm not available to do that, whether it's available emotionally, physically, time wise. I have started saying that. No, you know, I'm actually not available. And it feels scary.
Oh, that's really interesting. Like to recognize
I'm just not
available emotionally or whatever.
I don't have the capacity.
I don't have the mental space to do that.
And that's a fine answer. But I always thought, well, who cares about mental space? You do it anyway. But no, you don't, or else you get.
It does matter because I feel like a lot of people are kind of craving connection and realness, and I'm going to go in search of it in 2018.
Great.
That's what I'm doing.
I agree.
What's on your vision board? What's yours?
Okay. So on my vision board is I would love to have meaningful, abundant, and lucrative acting work. That's one of them.
Oh, yeah.
In 2018.
Yeah, because that's a thing you do.
I do. I'm an actor.
Yeah.
And I not that I don't work, because I do, but I want to take it to the next level in terms of maybe having between 5 and 10 lines on a scripted drama.
Uh-huh.
I've had 3 lines. And it's time for me to move to the next level. And that involves studying and networking, but also just working on meditation and calming myself. I definitely feel like when I'm calmer, I book more jobs.
Oh, that's interesting.
I do better in auditions and then I book jobs.
Okay.
So that's on my vision board, one of the main things. And that's just what I want.
I like it.
I know.
Good. Yeah. Well, if you'd like to give us a call and tell us about your resolutions,
I would love to hear it.
Please, please do. Or this is something that a question I saw posed recently that I really liked. What advice would you give yourself? You could rewind to a year ago. What advice, what resolution would you give yourself, or what resolution would you make knowing what you know now? If you would like to share either resolution or whatever hindsight advice, give us a call, 312-981-7200. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy, back in just a bit on 720 WGN. And I'll make your breath up like you've never seen, because I got these goals that I want to achieve. It's a new year and it's a new me. Hey, yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2. 720 WGN. Hey there, it's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. What a perfect song.
Yeah.
We've been talking about New Year's resolutions, and I'm kind of making anti-resolutions this year because I just wanted to go a little slower in 2018. 2017 went by a little too fast for me.
And it was hard. Hard and fast. That didn't sound right. But that's what I'm saying. It was it was hard for me.
It felt a little uphill and it felt a little quick. So I'm trying to slow it down in 2018.
I think that's good. Slow is the way to go.
Yeah. So if you would like to call and share your New Year's resolution with us, we would love to hear it.
Or your anti-resolution.
312-981-7200. Give us a call and you will talk to the delightful Miss Jasmine Cooper. Be very sweet to her to get to us.
Yeah.
That's the rule. And we would love to hear about your resolution. So please share them with us. Or, your anti-resolution.
And your anti-resolution.
I love the anti-resolution.
Yeah, I think the less pressure we can put on ourselves. Now, I'm not saying don't pay your bills and be a good human.
Yeah, by do less, please. I don't mean like, you know, I'm just not going to pay rent and see what happens.
Like eat bonbons. And although if you have the capability and the resources, do that, do whatever you want. But
to
I'm
what,
just
eat
saying,
bonbons?
And just lay around all day. I don't know. People can do that. I don't, I'm not judging.
I don't
all
know
I'm
who
saying,
those people
well,
are.
Well, I don't either. They're yeah. not in my atmosphere.
It ain't me.
But, if you, but I definitely feel
like.
Do what
pleases you.
Do what pleases you, but also take it slow and the less pressure, the better in terms of get it done, get it done, get it done. It doesn't work for me. Like let's say eating healthy, right? Mm-hmm. If I wake up saying, I have to start eating, I have to, I should, forget it. It doesn't happen for me.
Well, I think shoulds are kind of.
People say don't should on yourself so much.
I love that.
I love that.
That's so true. People, the stories we tell ourselves, right? Oh, I really should get my master's. I should eat better.
I should be at this point in my life.
Yeah, I should.
Stop doing that.
There's so much should. We drive ourselves crazy with the shoulds and we just should not is what is what I say about that.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom, you know, my mother was an immigrant from South America, and that was instilled. She worked, and great. We had enough. We were taken care of. Yeah. And there was a sense that my mother never enjoyed herself. In some ways, she never could fully relax because she was like, I got to do this and then I got to do this.
Yeah.
And I pulled myself up from my bootstraps and you should do the same. And I get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure in the long run it's the most fulfilling, but you do what you got to do.
Right. Right. Yeah. You know, my, my parents, like their whole plan, like work, and then we'll travel kind
of
thing.
Yes. Then I will.
And like, you know, that now they're like, their health is not great and they really can't do that.
Someday I will.
Yeah. Someday showed up and someday really didn't present the circumstances to do that. And so my dad has, like, he's been saying that a lot to me the last few years of like, don't
live your life. You got to live your life.
Got to live. Don't wait. We have a caller. Hi, Rosemary. You're on WGN.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you last year, I decided I was going to slow down and not take everything that come going my way.
Yeah.
And it was the best thing that happened to me. I got my mental state of mind better and everything.
Yeah.
And as a result, I got to go on. And I would never have dreamed to go on this trip. But a friend of mine needed a partner, and she invited me to go along, all expenses paid.
Oh, where are you going?
I already went.
Oh, where was it?
It was up in the upper part of Wisconsin to a retreat.
Nice.
And we just spent the day, well, 3 days together reading the Bible and everything. And I just felt refreshed and felt I could go on.
Oh, there you go.
And I would recommend it to anybody. Just slow down. Don't do one thing. If you're already overloaded, just say no.
Yeah.
And no is the hardest word in the vocabulary.
Isn't that true?
I find that true.
Yes.
For women.
Yes.
Was there a particular part that you struggled with? Because this is my resolution this year. So do you have advice?
The part of the struggle that I had was, no, you can get somebody else. There's somebody else out there to do it.
Yeah.
And it was the hardest thing at first for me to say there was somebody else out there that could do it.
Yeah.
But once I started doing that, it just came naturally. I learned to say, the first three times it's hard to say no. Fourth time it gets easier and easier.
Oh, that's good to know.
And people go, you're telling me no? And I says, yes.
The answer is yes. I'm telling you no.
And the thing is, right, and the thing, the more I did it, the more people realized, she means it.
Oh.
So if at first first, it doesn't succeed, try again. It will eventually work.
That's very good advice. Well, I'll keep you updated, Rosemary. Thanks so much for listening.
And Merry Christmas to you and your partner. I forgot her name.
Jen.
Jen, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you all.
You too.
And have a good New Year.
Thanks, Rosemary. You too.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Someone,
I like it.
Yeah, I do.
So it's not easy to say no at first, but kind of stick with it. I like that.
Someone just said to me, texted, don't just do something. Sit there.
Yeah. Don't jump. That's good.
Sit there and wait. You can usually wait to answer things. At least I can. 24 hours. No one's. I can say, can I have 24 hours? People say yes.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of jumping. Let me
think about it. Yeah. That sounds really good. Let me think about it. Mm-hmm. And then come back and say, well, I can't do that. I can do this.
You can negotiate.
It's not all or nothing. Sometimes right. You don't have to just go, nope. Hard pass. Sometimes you can say, well, no, but I'm interested in this part.
Oh, I like that.
I can't chair your whole event.
Yeah.
But this one part of it's really interesting. I would love to do this.
It's not black and white thinking.
It's not black and white thinking. So there's that. Let's talk to Jim. Hi, Jim. You have a New Year's resolution you'd like to share?
Oh, yeah. Get ready for this one.
Tell me.
I'm going to eliminate my cell phone for 1 year.
Wow. Jim, what are you going to do?
No cell phone. I'm going to keep a landline with an answering machine for just in case.
Okay.
But guess what? I'm going to get rid of the cell phone. I feel it's a little too complicated. You know, there's always something, always somebody calling, somebody always bothering. You got to text them, you this, that, the other, plus the bill.
Oh, that's you know. A thing. Yeah. It's expensive.
And then let's buy one of those new $800 or $1,000 phones.
Yeah. Right.
Come on. So, yeah, we're going to eliminate the cell phone for 1 year. I'm going to see you, and I'm going to honestly do it.
Wow, Jim, that's really interesting. I feel like you could write a book at the end of the year or something.
Yes. I also feel like if you can report back, I would love to know how it's going.
No, I will. We're going to go back to yesteryear, back when they didn't have cell phones.
Oh, I remember.
I'm fascinated by this, Jim. I really hope that you do keep us updated. This is very cool. This will be a cool experiment. Check in after it's been a couple months and see what happens.
Call us from your landline in a couple months.
Yeah,
and the only other drawback with it is I'm going to have to find out where there's pay phones.
No, well, ooh, that's a hard one. But you know what? You might want to get a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Great show, girls.
Thanks so much.
You have a Merry Christmas, huh?
You too.
Thanks, Jim. You too.
All right.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's going to have so many stories, I think, at the end of that
year.
Could
you do that, Amy Guth?
No.
I don't think I could either.
I told you the time I hurt my eye and I couldn't look at screens
yes,
for 2 days.
You said that last show.
After like six or 8 hours, my brain was a different brain.
It was a good brain, right?
Oh, it was awake. It was alert. It was happy.
But then,
it was creative. Then I went back to it.
Yeah, well, there you
so,
go.
Yeah. I'm real interested
in
what Jim says.
I'm interested in Jim's whole journey.
That's going to be fascinating. I love it. I mean, I'm very pro-technology, but it's going to be an interesting experiment.
Totally.
All right. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. We're going to take a little break, get you news, all that good stuff. Back in just a bit here on 720 WGN. WGN. Hello, it's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth. We're in for Bill and Wendy today.
We sure are.
They're off. We're in. It's all good.
Yeah, we're covering. We're covering.
Lots to talk about.
Lots to talk about.
And don't forget, after in the next hour, at 12, we're going to be on the stream, so you can keep listening to us at 12 to 1. We're just going to change studios and move to the website.
Moving on up.
I don't know. We're moving over.
Oh.
I don't know.
No, I mean up in the floors of the building.
Oh, literally.
No,
up.
I'm not saying.
I was like,
no. No, I'm not. I'm saying we're going to the seventh floor.
Right. We are leaving the first floor, leaving it in other capable hands.
I didn't mean it in the Jefferson sense.
No, certainly not.
So we were talking a little bit about holidays and resolutions and things like that. And something that is very near and dear to my heart and that I find very important is mental health over the holidays, meaning many things. One, depression is real. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Anxiety is real. If you suffer from either of those, you are not alone. This time of year brings up so many issues for so many people, whether or not you have a diagnosis from a doctor or you're just feeling really down and anxious. This time of year triggers that. So just know that there's people are sometimes like, I don't know why, but this time of year, well, they've done studies. It's the pressure. It's the expectations that things are supposed to be, you know, I just said the word, you know, magical. I posted about that on Facebook. And if things don't feel magical for you this time of year, regardless of what holiday you celebrate or don't celebrate, you are not alone and there's help. And this stuff is real. And people sort of poo-poo, well, not everybody, but some people are like, you know, just get over it. Just they'll give you advice of just like keep going and enjoy the season and just be grateful. But when you
I think that can do some damage when you tell someone to just focus on gratitude. Like, well, let's acknowledge, like, feelings are real. And if you're struggling, you're struggling.
And there's also a brain component. You know, yeah. If your brain is more susceptible to chemical changes, and you are going to be affected by that. And I have, I've said on air before, you know, I have my own struggles with this. And I've learned in life that reaching out, in many ways, for many problems, is essential. Whether you reach out to someone that you know or don't know, it's sort of the act of reaching out itself that will, I think, kickstarts the idea of healing and of making it through the season, and not just the season, but moving on.
Sure.
You know, and we know, unfortunately, suicide rates are very, spike over the holidays. And we wanted, I just really wanted to talk about the idea that mental illness is real. The holidays, you know, seasonal affective disorder is real, and there is help. That's the good part.
Well, I think this time of year, Jen, is like it's twofold, right? I mean, this is your expertise area. Like, you know a lot more about this area than I do, but it's like you have seasonal affective. So you have like cruddy weather that kind of brings you down a notch.
It's dark.
It's dark early. It's, you know, circadian rhythms are working against you. But then you also have holiday stuff. And it's like, one thing that's going to make you not happy is when it's like, this time of year, you're supposed to be very, very happy. You're like,
It can be very isolating and also frustrating to be told, like you were saying, basically just get over it and enjoy the season. Well, it's really hard to enjoy a season if you feel terrible.
And when was the last time someone said, get over it, and it worked?
Never.
Or someone said, like, hey, don't worry. Okay, don't stop.
You know, my that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, mm-hmm. when I have been in a place that's not been so good, I have wanted to take that CD, because I'm that old,
on fire.
And just bash it to pieces. Don't worry,
make
be
you feel
happy.
Good. Smash it.
Yeah, that might be better than listening to it. But I think, you know, we tend to oversimplify mental illness and just treat it as something like a fault of the person.
It's a weakness, a failing. I would say too, I think there's another component, and that is the a reverse hierarchy of suffering. Like, I'm not like gonna jump off the building.
Sure.
I'm just a little down. Like, there's that kind of vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And there's kind of this like, oh, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to bring anyone else down. I think there's a lot of things we start kind of releasing, you know.
It's just
to diminish ourselves and our feelings.
Yes, and to say, oh, well, you know, again, going back to the shoulding on ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I should be happy during this time or any time. That is something that sets, I think, people up for even more secretive. You know,
because you don't
want to
be
secretive.
Yeah, totally.
About your,
I would say too.
Thoughts.
Then you have the added, like, there's an obligation or a sense of obligation to spend money this time of year. You're going out, you're buying gifts, you know, there's money stress, there's like food stress. Sometimes we're eating foods that are more sugary or fattier or whatever, and it's like not making us feel good. We might be feeling guilty, or you know, we might be around relatives that drive us crazy.
Relatives that say mean things.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I remember going home for the holidays and just, you know, and not feeling great physically, emotionally, and people, you know, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, that is not the thing to say. I mean, I know that I listen sometimes. Steve Cochran on this show will talk about lending an ear to someone, mm-hmm. not trying to fix the problem.
Yeah,
listening.
Just listen. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, there's something to be said. And I was, you know, I was a therapist for 7 years, and I was dealt mostly with substance abuse and alcoholism and substance abuse or drug abuse. And listening is huge. Not trying to fix it. And sometimes it's really hard to be the friend and family member of someone who is having a rough time. And so then it just sort of ripples out. Those people need to get help too. Like, let's all just get some help. Let's all have someone to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and someone once said to me, you know, I have no one to talk to besides you and your professionals. And I even said, if you have no one to talk to, it sounds crazy. You can, obviously there's 1-800 crisis lines, but even if you don't, you can call catalog workers. I know this sounds...
What?
People call just people that are there. 411 operators used to exist.
Yeah.
Just to hear a human voice is... It increases the serotonin in our brain when we hear another human talking to us. So that is on that level. It's important. So anyway, that is my, you know, I feel very strongly about this, especially this time of year. And my, you know, message to people would be, you know, you're never alone. It might feel that way. And my other thing is, my soapbox thing is, feelings are not facts. So they are valid. But just because you feel, I feel something, doesn't actually mean it's going to happen, or it has happened, or I am whatever that feeling is. We are not our feelings. We are, you know, we're more than that. And sometimes it can feel like overwhelming. And so if you're overwhelmed, talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
That reminds me of some advice that I got a very, very long time ago that I thought was really powerful, that I'm reminded of a lot. And that is, it's a simple language shift, but it's the shift of saying, instead of like, I am sad, to I feel sad. It's very different to say, like, I, especially when you're talking about anger.
Yes.
Like, I am so angry versus I feel angry.
Yeah.
Then it gives you a little distance and perspective.
Well, I think that's a very, very valid point of, we're trying to separate ourselves a little bit from that intense feeling when we're, for me, when I'm really down or when I'm really anxious. Anything you can do to get a little perspective is fantastic.
I think you make a good point, though, about reaching out. And it's hard to do.
It's really
hard.
And
I say that as, like, I'll say this. I say that as someone who has called you and like,
sure,
Jen B, the world is falling apart.
Sure.
And I felt like, I felt bad because I was really like, do you have a minute? This horrible thing has fallen in my life, you know.
Yeah.
And you, you did it. You didn't fix it. You just listened to me.
You just have to listen. And I think, you know,
you can be a good listening ally.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a skill.
Yeah. And it's a skill you can learn.
And I think you want it because you care about somebody. You want to say, like, just chin up, or just, you,
it's
just
gonna
need to
be
get
okay.
It may not be okay.
Well,
it might
certain
continue.
Things are not okay.
Yeah,
you know, if you're dealing with, especially if you're dealing, another thing that can come up over the holidays is grief about lost people, whether it's lost to whatever, they're not in your life, or they passed away,
or they're estranged,
whatever. So it's a hard time for a lot of people, and I think it's important to recognize that and to have compassion for that versus what is wrong with you.
Sometimes you can just say, that really sucks. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
And that can go a really long way.
It goes a very long way.
I can't imagine how hard that must be for you.
And you know what? That kind of statement also opens the door for them, for whoever's struggling, if they want to elaborate, yes, it is very hard, or here's why it's hard.
Yeah.
It's simple things, but not easy to do all the time.
We're all just doing our best here.
Yeah, so true. That's the lesson of the end of 2017. Look, most of us anyway are just doing our best.
Yeah, well, we're going to take a little break. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy, back here in just a bit on 720 WGN. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. You know what? We've got a pair of tickets to Potted Potter.
Oh, it's the supposedly hilarious.
Hilarious.
Show.
The hit Harry Potter parody featuring all 7 Harry Potter books in 70 hilarious minutes. Now playing at Broadway Playhouse at Water Tower Place. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com for tickets. Well, you know, since there are 7 Harry Potter books and 70 hilarious minutes, let's give them away to the 7th caller.
I like that idea.
Let's do that. 312-981-7200. The 7th caller will get that pair of tickets to Potted Potter. That is the delightful Miss Jasmine Cooper that you'll be speaking to on the phone when you call. So be sweet to her. Well, we've been talking about getting through the holidays, and it's happy and bright and sparkly and merry and all that. But sometimes it's also a little tough.
Sometimes it's very tough. Sometimes it's a little tough. I think it runs the gamut.
It runs the gamut. I'm going to be real with you, Jen B.
Okay.
Please, I sat in my apartment by myself every night of Hanukkah this year.
I don't like it.
And I bought myself a paper shredder.
Oh, I don't like it.
It was a little tough a couple of those nights. I was like, well, this isn't
really
what I signed
up. You should have called me. I would have come and shred some papers.
I shredded some paper.
I would bring my papers.
I shredded some paper.
No, but that's hard.
It's hard. And it was like, well, what is, you know, and Hanukkah's early. So it's like, meh, but also like, it's kind of a bummer. So I went to the store 5 minutes before it closed one night. And I was like, wait, don't close. I need potatoes. apples and sour cream.
Oh, did you do? Did you
I made some latkes because I was like, I don't want to make them just for me. And then I was like, yes, I do because they're delicious. Yeah. But it's tough is our point.
Well, it's hard to get motivated sometimes to do that stuff if you're not feeling great or even if you're feeling
even
great.
If you're feeling awesome. I felt fine. It was just like, oh, I don't want to mess up my stove and have to clean it just for me.
Yeah.
But it's like.
You are important.
Right.
Come on.
Thank you. So, you know, I'm saying sometimes it's, look, nothing's perfect. So it's sometimes it's kind of tough to do all the things this time of year.
Yeah.
And we've got chilly weather and that makes us kind of turn inward and hibernate.
Yeah.
Sidebar, we have a winner for those Potted Potter tickets. Joy from Wisconsin is the winner. She's the seventh caller.
Congratulations.
She's got a pair of tickets to Potted Potter, the Harry Potter parody. Featuring all seven Harry Potter books in 70 hilarious minutes.
Seven books in 70 minutes. There's a lot of sevens.
I know. That's why I gave him the seventh caller. Joy's got him. All right. So anyway, we were talking with like getting through the holiday
stuff.
Supporting each other and all that good stuff. And we got a caller. Hi, Barbara. You're on WGN. You have a comment about getting through the holidays?
My comment is that my son served over in Afghanistan. And my husband and I were part of the family readiness group, which is FRG, and we did a lot. We packed for the soldiers, did this, did that, but also the colonel would come talk, or the captain, and said the best thing you can do when your son or daughter comes home is just listen to him.
Yeah.
Be an ear. The biggest ear you have.
Be the biggest ear you have. I like it.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's a great, you're exactly right,
Barbara. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, don't ask. If he wants to talk about it, then let him talk about it.
Yeah. And will your son be with you this year?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Good. Nice.
Wonderful.
Yes, he will. He came. Well, he has a Purple Heart.
Oh, okay.
And he's doing wonderful. He's in one piece, but he's a little PTSD.
Yeah. Of course. That makes sense. All right. Okay.
Well, and very hard, but we take care of them.
Yes. Aww. Wonderful. Thanks so much for the call, Barbara. Happy holidays to you.
Well, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
When people call and they got their radio on in the background,
I know, it's a little
I hear me and I'm like, is that how I sound on the radio?
Well, I'm just shouting, apparently, in the background. But she's sweet, absolutely Barbara. Right. Be the biggest ear you can.
Now, I loved her comment. I want to push back on something a little bit, though.
Okay.
Where she said, don't ask. Because I come from a family of not askers.
Oh.
And I have sometimes been like, I have not been asked that question in 19 years.
Oh, like,
you know what I mean?
Sometimes whatever it is.
Sometimes people want you to ask.
Yeah, it's true.
Because I'm not a volunteerer. I know a lot of people are like that. Like, I feel like I don't want to be some like snotty bore and just talk. You know, you know what I mean? I don't want to fill the space myself. If someone wants to know, they'll ask me. But that's backfired so much because, like, you know, sometimes I'm like, well,
I think maybe it's don't pry and don't force.
Good. Yeah.
But
that's
think asking a question and then letting it go if the person is willing to talk.
That's probably what she meant. Yeah. Don't pry. Yeah.
But I get it. Nobody wants to be a burden. I've never met someone that's like, I would just love to be a burden on my family
and friends.
You know,
I sure want to be a burden.
So no, that's
I want to complain and talk about me. Right. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But I worry. I think we err on the side of not asking each other stuff.
Sure.
Because like, oh, I don't want to get in so-and-so's business.
Right.
And I'm like that. Like, you know, don't be a snitch. Don't be nosy.
Set some boundaries.
But also like sometimes ask people. I think sometimes like here's why I say this.
Okay.
One time I was at a Target.
Okay.
And there was a woman who was just kind of like looking at some notepads and she just really looked like she was elsewhere. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She was like clearly
thinking about
struggling
something.
Between should I buy the white legal pad or the yellow legal pad? And she said something like, I wonder which one has the softer paper, because they were like bound in plastic, you know, and I just had a sense like she just wants to talk. And I said, I know. Don't you hate when the paper's all scratchy and then the pen doesn't look good? And she just kept talking. She really wanted to talk. And I finally said, how are you doing? How's your day? And she teared up.
Yeah.
She just started to cry. And she was like, you know what? No one's asked me that in like 3 weeks. And like her husband had left her and like all this stuff came out. And we just like stood there and talked for the longest time in the Target. And that really impressed, that made an impression on me. Like sometimes you just just ask, how are you can go a long way.
It really can. And you can even ask, I mean, I think that, that also sort of bleeds into, you know, asking people just, or saying, I hope you have a good day to people in the supermarket, the Target. I mean, I'm not saying you have to be super nice and be super weird and be like, hey, how are you today?
Right.
Like, turn into some kind of, you know, prying, annoying person. But definitely, I like really asking and really waiting for the answer for people.
Yeah.
A lot of people, how are you doing? Oh, great, marvelous. And they didn't even listen. And I do it too. We're all busy, but let's take some time. I mean, that would be my holiday wish. If I had a wish, it was like, it would be like, let's take some time to ask people how they're doing and be okay with whatever the answer is, but also be available should they want to actually give an answer that is a little bit longer, maybe.
Whole other topic, but it's a true one.
Sometimes
you don't have to necessarily say, I'm awesome. How are you? You can be like, you know, I'm kind of struggling today, but I appreciate you asking. You won't make it weird. That wouldn't be weird if someone
said
that to me.
I like to say, I'm doing all right. Why not? Why not?
There you go.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's true.
Yeah.
Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy. We're going to take a little break, get you to news, all that good stuff. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN. WGN. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth. We're in for Bill and Wendy. Oh no, it's okay. Jen's murder song.
It's my murder song.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Jasmine, you've done it. You've triggered the thing in her brain.
She did it on purpose. You know, this version this of the song is not so bad.
It's a little edgier.
It has some purpose. That's all I'll say. It has some purpose. It actually does sound a little rocking around the Christmas tree. But
generally, like the classic one, you're not feeling it.
I hate it.
Tell
with
me
a passion.
Why do you hate this song?
Let me tell you something. I know we might get callers that are like, what is wrong with
Jen B? What's up with you?
Okay, I'll just say it's a personal preference. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. No.
It just means they're dancing.
I understand. Also, it just, you know what this song is? It's trying too hard, Amy Guth. It's trying too hard to make us have a good time. Dancing in a new old fashioned way is one of the lyrics. That doesn't even make any sense. In a new old fashioned way. Or I can't do the two, but you know what I'm saying. What does that mean? A new old fashioned way?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, I could talk 45 minutes on the...
You have hatred.
I'm going to let it go, though, because in the grand scheme of things,
Jingle
Bell
anybody.
Rock,
it's okay.
It's not hurting anybody.
What's your favorite?
Oh, Jingle the Bell. Ding, da, da,
that's a pretty
da, da,
song.
Carol of the Bells?
I think that's
Carol,
what it's called.
It's beautiful.
That's a lovely song.
I like
song.
The dramatic ones. I could even go in for a Trans-Siberian Orchestra song.
Oh, no.
Yes!
No, it's in all the car commercials. Like,
oh, it is?
The electric guitar. Remember there was the figure skater that skated to that with a big billowy sleeve shirt? No, that guy.
All right.
I think it was Boitano.
Brian Boitano.
Remember that guy?
Wasn't he a diver?
No, he was a skater.
Oh, okay. Shows how I know my athletes and the sports ball.
The sports
ball. But yeah, I love a nice dramatic one. Darker, perhaps? Not darker, but... A little more serious.
A little less Frosty the Snowman, a little Drummer Boy.
I like the Noel. I don't know what it's not.
I think that Drummer Boy song's kind of pretty.
It is. And the message behind Drummer Boy is
I have
lovely.
No idea what it is.
Well, I can tell you.
Please do.
It's a small boy who plays the drums.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of self-explanatory. But he plays the drums in an army regiment. This is what at least I think it is.
Okay.
And basically, I mean, I think they tie it into Christ being born and all that. But the true message is that he doesn't feel like he can offer much. Here we go.
She's going to sing it all for us. I just know the pa-rum-pa-pum part, and it's
so
pretty.
He plays
the
drums.
It's a very pretty, like...
And everyone has all these...
Choral arrangements.
Right. These skills and these things they're bringing, gold, silver.
Yeah.
And all he can do is play the drum. But it turns out that he's one of the most important people because he leads the way with his drum in the beginning.
Oh, so I had no idea what that meant.
Well, yeah. It's kind of hard with the pa-rum-pa pum pum to get past.
It's just pretty.
It's beautiful.
It's a very lovely song.
There are songs that are lovely, and there are songs that not so much. Personal preference.
There is. If you follow me on Twitter, you perhaps heard this already. But there is a group. They have created. it's like they're doing this as a fundraiser for women's organizations and to support women and girls safety. And they've created think of the way you spell HIMS, H-Y-M, you know, with the Y.
Yes.
They've created HERS, H-Y-R-R-S, okay. And it's like Christmas songs in these very beautiful choral arrangements. I mean, you can just picture them being sung in like a Gothic cathedral. They're beautiful. I don't know. They may be a little too PG-13 for radio, but Google them.
Okay.
And they're like songs about like the wage gap and gender equality. And they're quite funny, but they're very, very beautifully done.
Right. So these singers are obviously classically trained.
Yes,
this
definitely. It's not like
they would put us to shame.
Oh, they would put us to shame. You know, by the way, our singing is going to re-air on the station.
Oh, what's going on?
On Saturday night.
Just our singing or the whole?
The whole thing. No, just our singing. No, the whole thing. The WGN Radio Holiday Spectacular Extravaganza.
I kept calling it extravaganza.
Yeah, now it's
people
in my head.
No.
So all the hosts got together and we all, you know, had about 3 to 5 minutes to do a little something.
Just a little skits.
Kogan read a beautiful piece by Roy Coe that I cried. It was beautiful. We sang a parody song.
Yeah, I think we did pretty well.
I think we did a fine job. It's going to re-air.
Okay.
Christmas Eve evening about 10:30, and then again Christmas Day it's going to air about 2 in the afternoon, but 2 to 3.
I may just tune in.
Well, you should. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's good stuff there.
Yeah. I was so nervous I couldn't really hear what came before us. I had to go back and listen to
it. I was a little nervous too. I've never really sung on the radio.
Me neither.
So I was
only 80,000 people listening. Don't worry, it's just 80,000 people.
Well, and the thing, when we're sitting here talking, we have headphones on and we can hear ourselves. But singing, we didn't have headphones on. We couldn't hear. I was like, I don't know if that was awesome or awful, Jen.
I could hear you and you sounded good.
I could hear you and you sounded
good. Well, there you go.
Done.
Yeah.
I'll be your earbuds.
Guth, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of, I was thinking about this. I was making a tamale this morning.
Oh, I like a good tamale.
I do too. It's hard to find one for me. I don't make them. And sorry, I just got distracted. There's
a Santa
sleigh
on top of a.
Which is also,
it's not a sleigh. That's a fire truck.
Oh, sorry. He's sitting on some kind of. No,
he's on
a
sleigh on top
he's
of
on a
fire
bench.
Truck.
Anyway, I got
Hi,
distracted.
Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Santa's rolling down Michigan Avenue right now.
Yeah. Hi, Santa. Bye, Santa.
I mean, he's there. You know,
yeah,
shaking hands and
yeah, there was some
babies.
Kind of political situation going
he's
on.
He's campaigning,
with Santa.
But there's Santa nonetheless.
Okay. Santa's been politicized. Okay, so I was having a tamale and I was thinking that is for me, that's comfort food.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Latinas around the holidays have tamales, like Christmas tamales or whatever. Is there a food that you associate with the holidays and that brings you comfort? I wanted to ask you that.
I mean, a good potato pancake.
So, this is my question. Is it latke?
Yeah.
Latke's time intensive.
Oh, yeah. Because you got to grate the potato, but then you got to get all the water out of the potato. You got to.
It's the starch out, right?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah.
So, that's time and labor intensive. But do you make a good latke?
Duh.
Well, you know what? Amy Guth, you make all these foods. I have nary tried a food.
That's true.
Of yours. I'm going to come
make
over.
Some foods for you.
Yeah. So that's okay. Any other foods like?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a on Christmas Day. So my dad was in the hospitality industry.
Sure.
So holiday is a very busy time for him. So we didn't, you know, we never like Thanksgiving was very late in the evening because he worked all day and fed like he usually did an 11 o'clock and a 1 o'clock seating for all the people at his restaurant. So it was kind of an afterthought by the time we got to it.
Sure.
You know, and so like Christmas Day, same. He's out there serving people, all that, you know. And then, but there's one thing we always did because it's a little more relaxed of a day, no matter what you celebrate, even if it's not your holiday, like it's a more relaxed day. He always made scrambled eggs with pimento cheese scrambled up in it.
Oh.
Just, I think one year that's all we had in the fridge. And so we did it and it was so good. And it became like the Christmas scrambled egg thing.
Now, does pimento have green things in it?
No, little red things.
Red things. Oh, so it's a little spicier. Is that what's happening?
Sometimes it's spicy. You get spicy. So you would like scramble that, whip it up in the eggs. And so that's like a food I feel like I have to have that on, I have to make that for myself on Christmas Day.
Okay.
So in addition to the tamales, what about you?
Tamales, that sort of, I'm half Swedish, so and half Colombian. So the Swedish, delicious limpa bread.
People, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it has like a little cinnamony almost taste. It's like a rye, but a little sweeter.
Okay.
And patatas korg, which is potato sausage. So it's
potato sausage.
Yeah. So there's It's meat. I believe it's pork.
The potato is the food that brings all the cultures together.
It really does. It's the every culture food.
It's not every culture, but
a lot of them. Colombians love a potato. Colombians will do potatoes and rice. Starchaholics is what I'm calling
us. Yeah,
yeah. But anyway, so I have that. Herring, I'm not a fan. I believe my sister is a fan of the herring, pickled herring. Oh boy, no. That's a hard pass for Gen B. But so those kind of Swedish foods, I really associate. And my grandmother, the Swedish grandmother, would make, this is not Swedish, but cherry jello with Cool Whip on top.
Did she say it just like that?
No. But I love to say Cool Whip.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so I associate cherry jello in fancy cups with Cool Whip with Christmas. And I like it.
And right. And when we talk about like a traditional meal, we think of it being very specific, like a goose or a turkey or a ham or, well, you know, but the more you talk to people about this kind of thing, it's never that. It's always something like this one.
Yeah, it's like the kind of the odd extras, or some people love the sweet potatoes with marshmallows and stuff.
Don't hate on the sweet potatoes with marshmallows and the crunchy little brown sugar.
No. But, I mean, isn't that dessert? What are we eating that?
Oh, it's desserty, all right. But it's delicious.
It is.
Don't hate.
Okay, I won't hate. I'm not going to hate anymore.
Have you had it?
Yeah, it's very sweet. And I like sweet, but that is some sweet. You know what I do go in for is
a
nice cream corn casserole.
What?
Yeah.
This, what? What?
Do you like a cream corn? No, you don't. No.
Not really.
I love a good cream corn casserole.
Give us a call, 312-981-7200. Tell us about the thing that's not necessarily
the turkey,
classic
the
Dickens
ham.
Christmas thing.
Yeah.
But the thing you can't live without, like the taste of the holiday you got to have. Give us a call, 312-981-7200. Tell us all about it. Back in just a bit, Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth in for Bill and Wendy here on 720 WGN. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth. We're in for Bill and Wendy, and we're wrapping things up here. And after the 12 o'clock news, we're going to go upstairs to a different studio, and we're going to be on the stream. So you can keep listening at WGNRadio.com, or you can stick around for the business lunch. Decisions.
Decisions, decisions.
Switch back and forth. I don't know.
You can switch back and forth while you're wrapping your presents. We're wrapping things up. That's what I thought of when you said that. I wrapped all my gifts.
Good job. I haven't.
That's okay. Probably. I put yours in a bag.
That's fine. I'm still working on yours.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
So we've been talking about food that like you really associate with certain times of year, particularly this time of year. What's that one? What's that food you gotta have?
Yeah, we talked about the Swedish.
I thought of another one, though.
What?
Another thing that is becoming a tradition that's shared by many people.
Okay.
It used to be like Chinese food in a movie on Christmas Day because everything is closed.
Uh-huh.
But now, like, all kind of people are down at Chinatown.
Really?
Yeah, on Christmas Day. It used to just be, like, me and every bar mitzvah I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, I know that they're Catholic. Wait, that guy's Muslim. Wait, that's a religion. Like,
it's all kind of
people that I know are all down there, and lots of different people.
Maybe I'll go down there.
It's real fun.
Wait, are we working? I have no idea. I have to look at my book.
Probably.
I don't know.
We're in for Bill and Wendy a lot.
Next
and
week.
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, well, here's the Sunday.
We're here. We're having a little Christmas Eve extravaganza.
We're having a guest-a-palooza.
We'll yeah, we're going to be in for Frank Fontana 1 to 3 on Sunday on Christmas Eve. So we're going to be hanging out doing Christmas
Eve.
Maybe,
but maybe I'll head to Chinatown on actual Christmas. Why not?
Stop by and get me.
I will.
It's real fun.
Okay.
It's so fun.
So, yeah, so Chinese food in a movie.
A good lo mein.
You like a lo mein, huh?
A good lo mein on Christmas Day is real delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, I like a lo mein myself.
Although there's a place, I got a secret place, best lemon chicken in the world.
I love a good lemon chicken.
See?
So the foods, yeah, there was a, I was reading something on, you know, I occasionally look on the celeb stuff.
Sure.
And these celebs are talking about their favorite foods and what foods they love.
There's that whole show, like The Best Thing
really?
I Ate, where they interview celebrities about the most delicious
right.
thing. Sometimes I'm like, really? It's a grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah, well, the thing about, and I know I'm not going to hate on the Kardashians because I have better things to do, but Kim Kardashian would love, if she had one meal only, it would be New York style pizza.
All right.
People are entitled to whatever. It wouldn't be mine.
What would yours be?
Shrimp would be involved.
Okay.
shrimp would be involved. I might go for a cream corn casserole.
With shrimp?
Shrimp cocktail, cream corn casserole, and a nice filet mignon.
All right.
Maybe throw in a side of a baked potato. Now it's getting bigger, but all of a sudden it's a cornucopia.
See, that's the thing. I would want my last meal or my, like, you know, what's the greatest, most perfect bite?
Yeah.
It's a buffet.
Oh, we could go buffet.
Because I'm like, I'm going to want a bite of this, but I'm going to want a bite of this.
It's only a bite? You'd only go for...
Or a few. You know.
Yeah. Small, like, plate. Small plate.
It's like tapas. That's what
you like.
You know, because you want a little bit of brisket.
Yeah.
But then you also want a little... Yeah. You want a this. Yeah, there's a lot.
So there's one... I like a good...
Who else was on the celebrity food list?
Oh, Ina Garten.
Oh, yeah. Barefoot Contessa.
You would be super surprised. Oh, I was. Hot dog at Frenchie to go in Paris. Now, Ina Garten makes some of the most wonderful food in the world. She would like
fancy,
a hot
beautiful.
Dog, maybe with French fries, since it's my last meal.
That must be a delicious hot dog, and I am never going to argue with Ina Garten about what's delicious.
I'm surprised.
But look, Paris is one of my dream trips.
Oh.
And I don't know if I could bring myself to be like that tourist and be like, hey, y'all, I want to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go that far. I'm going to eat the very French food. I'm probably not going to eat a hot dog.
Maybe she's bored because she goes there all the time and eats all the food. And
hashtag Ina Garten problems.
Hashtag.
I've grown so wary of this
hashtag
food.
Hashtag I'm taking her to Super Dog on Nagel.
Place is awesome.
Yeah, place
with the little
awesome.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Giada De Laurentiis.
Oh, yeah, she's fancy.
And so lovely.
Yeah.
A 7-layer chocolate cake. That's her thing.
I could go for that right now.
A 7-layer chocolate cake.
That's a lot
Have
of
Have you
layers.
Had the one over there at Michael Jordan's place? It's
no.
23-layer chocolate cake. It's
okay.
Humongous and giant and ridiculous, but it's good.
But is each layer the same chocolate? That's a lot of chocolate.
I mean, it looks like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's funny because they've got controversial.
There's another Kardashian on this list.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Her pick, the last meal, the most delicious food she can think of, McDonald's French fries and a McDonald's vanilla milkshake. I mean, that's
it's
not
all fair.
That's fair. Those are delicious
but,
things.
I mean, I don't know. And you know, I would like to say that I have mixed feelings about Gwyneth Paltrow. That's okay. But hers was a very fancy.
Suffering from terminal affluence.
She's got a hashtag. Gwyneth Paltrow problems, oysters and cocktail sauce, and
not
then a
argue.
Baked stuffed lobster
okay.
and French fries. I would have a baguette and cheese course for my dessert and red wine. That's
right,
not then. A dessert. Get some 27-layer chocolate cake. That's a dessert, Gwyneth Paltrow. Not.
She's just being European.
Yeah. Not even Ina Garten went that route. Anyway,
but oysters,
don't get me
like
started.
A good oyster?
You like a good oyster?
Yeah, I don't mind a good oyster.
Well,
yeah, that's pretty good.
To each their own foods.
That's right. Let's talk to Andy. Hi, Andy. You're on WGN.
Hello.
Oh, hey, can you turn your radio down in the background?
I can turn it down. Yes, I can.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so what is the perfect food for you that you have to eat this time
okay.
of year?
Date pinwheel cookies.
Which pinwheel?
Date.
D-A-T-E. Ooh. That sounds delicious.
And the story with mine is I had them when I was a kid, and then 50-something years ago, I was in the Army on the far side of the world getting shot at, and I wrote home and said, for Christmas, I want date pinwheel cookies. My mom sent me probably, I don't know, 5 to 10 pounds of those things. First time in my life did I ever have enough date pinwheel cookies.
Aww.
I had to go around the world to get them.
Did you did you share them?
Oh yeah, well a little bit. Maybe I'll break this in half.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You guys can have some.
That's right, right. The rest are for you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Absolutely. You know, I'm probably a little older than you guys, but if you live long enough, you encounter the most incredible things that people have as you're going through now.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just amazing. Yeah. We have to have this. That's like canned cranberry sauce.
Yes.
At Thanksgiving.
That would be me. That would be me, Andy. I love a good gelatin sauce. Open it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But my Florida relatives with the ambrosia.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to
black bottom.
Yeah.
Black bottom pie.
Yeah. Well,
holy mackerel.
Yeah. Andy, I'm going to have to try to find a recipe for date pinwheel cookies. That sounds very delicious, but I love that story. I love the image of you opening a box to all the cookies. That's so lovely.
Aww. And they keep. That's the best part.
Lovely. Lovely.
So anyways, ladies, have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Andy.
Stay out of trouble.
Okay.
We'll
have
try.
A few drinks. It's good for you.
Thanks, Andy. You too.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a sweet story.
Yeah. Aww, pinwheel, so date pinwheel cookies. I'm going to go to his house.
If I was his mom, mailing 5 dozen cookies to the other side of the world to my child serving in the military, I would be so nervous, right?
Yeah.
I would be like, I would just be like nervous, like, are the cookies going to make it? Are they going to get through everything they need to get through? I mean, the USO does all that kind of stuff. But anyway, oh, that's a sweet story.
So that's just a sweet story.
Very sweet of him to call and share that with us.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to take a break, come back, turn things over to our friend John Hansen, who will be in for you next. Back in just a bit, Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth on 720 WGN. 720 WGN, it is time for us to turn things over to our good friend John Hansen, who's in.
Yeah. Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, my friend?
Happy Friday, the day before Christmas Eve, the big weekend.
Big weekend.
My family's doing our Christmas tonight. We're a family of firefighters and in media, so we kind of have to pick random days to do it. Done none of my shopping.
All right.
So I have got like 2 hours after the show to go to contribute to the economy and really give it a go.
You know, might I recommend the, you know, I made a donation to so-and-so in your name.
It's a good idea.
That's
right.
That's a good one.
Or mine,
then you just
which
have
is
to print.
I'm going to the Walgreens.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Just have to be honest.
Just, yeah, exactly. Get everyone some NyQuil or something. It's going around.